The National Broadcasting Company presents Radio City Playhouse, Attraction 11.
Hollywood, California, Monday, June 29th.
Presents the finest in motion picture entertainment, Academy Award.
From Hollywood, Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter.
Cary Grant, Katharine Hepburn, and Jimmy Stewart.
The Lux Radio Theater welcomes you all.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Drama and Theater, brought to you by Dwayne Old Time Radio. Before we get to today's drama, if you enjoy what I'm doing, let me ask you to subscribe to my channel. Subscribing is 100% free, and you will receive notifications on new posts. Lastly, if you have a moment, write a short one or two sentence review or give a rating on your preferred podcast service. A positive review or rating would help me out a lot. And now, on to the show. Oh yeah, and thanks for your support. I really do appreciate it. Skippy Hollywood Theater returns with their drama titled Artists Must Eat. This is the 32nd episode from Skippy Hollywood Theater, and this one aired May 9th, 1947.
It was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. From Hollywood, Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter, presents the finest in comedy, romance, drama, in the Skippy Hollywood Theater. With Miss Barbara Luddy in the hilarious comedy, Artists Must Eat. Now here is our director, Les Mitchell.
Welcome to the Skippy Hollywood Theater, ladies and gentlemen. As you may or may not have noticed recently, we have broadened our policy to include the great actors of stage and radio as well as screen. In keeping with this new trend, we're very happy to bring to you as our star a young lady who for a number of years is leading lady of the First Nighter program, won the Radio Guide National Polls as the most popular radio actress. Believing as we do that the great radio actors are among the finest interpreters of the spoken word, we're more than proud to present as our star, Miss Barbara Luddy.
Thank you very much, Les. I just hope that I can live up to such extravagant billing.
I don't believe it's extravagant, Barbara. I think it's only the truth, and incidentally, a truth which you will more than justify shortly. I want you to come back after the show and give us a few facts about your career.
I'll be more than glad to, Les.
Fine. But right now, here is Van the Skippy Man with a few choice words about a very choice product. Take over, Van Desitel.
When you hand your husband his first cracker generously spread with Skippy peanut butter, it's entirely possible that he may not roll on the rug with sheer ecstasy and scream with delight. In fact, he may do nothing except smile contentedly. That may seem a little disappointing, but that's the way most men are, and you just can't change them, as you've undoubtedly discovered. But just because friend husband doesn't give you any emotional fireworks, don't think he isn't fond of Skippy. If he likes peanuts, and show me the man who doesn't, it's for sure he will like Skippy peanut butter. The only difference between the flavor of a plump, selected, freshly roasted peanut and Skippy peanut butter is that Skippy brings you that flavor accompanied by a texture like smooth, fresh, creamery butter. Matter of fact, Skippy is a butter made of peanuts in the true sense of the word. It has no oil separation, no stickiness, no dryness. It stays fresh, sweet, and easily spread to the last spoonful. So treat your husband, for that matter, treat your whole family, to new, improved Skippy soon. They'll like it.
Thank you, Van Desitel. Now, curtain going up, places everyone. Curtain. The curtain is up, and here's the play. The Skippy Hollywood Theater presents Act One of Artists Must Eat, written by Elaine McPherson and starring Miss Barbara Luddy. We look in on an almost idyllic domestic scene. Dick Yancey, home from a hard day at work, is being pampered, unusually pampered, with his favorite dinner, and afterwards sitting down in the easiest chair, paper and pipe on the table beside him, and Nellie Yancey off to the bedroom for his slippers. Dick Yancey waits for Nellie's return, apprehension growing.
Here, darling, I'll put your slippers on for you. Could I get you a brandy? I think brandy's lovely after dinner by the fire, don't you?
Nellie.
Yes, Dick?
Come on now, out with it.
Well, out with what, darling? I don't understand.
Nellie, answer. I haven't been married to you for 5 years without knowing when something's up.
Why, Dick, how can you be so suspicious? You're always so suspicious.
Did you smash a fender?
Well, of course not. Oh, that reminds me of a story. The judge said, I'm going to revoke your license for 60 days. And the man said, but I haven't a license in this state. And the judge roared, we'll just try to get one, that's all.
Nellie, you're changing the subject.
Not funny?
Not funny.
Oh.
Nellie, did you invite your sister and her children down again?
No, I didn't. I remember you were unhappy because Buddy ripped your pillow to tar and feather the little boy down the street, and Kathy used your pipe for soap bubbles, and so
Never mind. I don't need reminding. I just want to know.
I guess I'd better tell you. You'll find out in a few minutes anyway.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Now, Dick, don't you go flying off the handle.
How could I go flying off the handle if I don't know what I'm supposed to be flying off the handle about?
Your dimple is so cute when you get annoyed.
Nellie, you put off whatever it is as long as you can get away with it.
Yes, Dick. Well, it's, company.
Company? That's all right. I'm a bit tired tonight, but they won't have to stay late.
Well, it's not exactly company.
Not exactly?
Well, you couldn't call them company because they're going to stay for a while.
Who's going to stay and for how long?
Oh, nobody you dislike, darling. Well, you don't even know them.
Oh, that's fine. I don't know them, so that removes all objections.
You'll be helping the cause of art.
Art?
Mm-hmm.
You mean you've got a couple of painters coming?
No, look at you. You're flying off.
I'm simply trying...
Well, they're not painters anyhow. Herbie's a writer and Carlyle is an actor.
Nellie, who are they and why are they going to stay here?
Well, you wouldn't know them, dear. They're not well known yet, but they will be. They have a great deal of talent.
Mm-hmm. How do you know?
Well, they told me so. Dick, are you being narrow-minded?
I'm just trying to find out what this is all about.
Well, I met them at the Marquesas. She was having a tea. They were her guests of honor.
That woman.
Oh, it was quite a triumph for me.
What was a triumph for you?
Well, getting them. Well, the girls were simply furious, especially the Marquesas.
You mean all the busy females in this town were trying to get these...
Artists, Dick.
All right, artists.
Well, someone has to sponsor art, Dick. Just think what would have happened if no one sponsored Tchaikovsky or anybody else.
So you're going to sponsor these characters?
Oh, we, honey. I told them what a fine, progressive citizen you are and how you'd like to see the advance.
Never mind that what you told them.
Well, we're not really sponsoring them, darling. We're just going to let them stay here till they get started.
The answer is no.
But, darling, I've already invited them. They're coming tonight. I told them we have an extra room.
You just have to tell them your husband said no.
I told them you were the dearest, most understanding man in the world, and if I asked you, you'd be delighted to do your best.
Oh, great Scott.
And now I'll have to tell them I was just boasting and you don't really love me so much after all.
Oh, now, lay off, will you? I suppose you wouldn't give me a moment's peace if I...
Dick, you darling, I knew you'd let me do it.
Yeah, you had it all figured. Sucker, that's Dick Yancey.
Oh, we'll be so proud of them. And honestly, the girls are green, simply green.
Local color.
And when will they all be down, Mr. Yancey?
Mrs. Yancey will be down in a minute. I told the... Our guests, breakfast was at 7:30, so you can expect them about 9, I suppose.
Mr. Yancey, when I came here, I didn't expect nobody but you two in regular times for meals. It ain't that I'm complaining, but after Mrs. Yancey's sister and them... I beg your pardon, Mr. Yancey.
Them brats. Go on, Mary.
Well, I'm a patient woman, Mr. Yancey, but I'm too busy to be fixing meals at all times of the day.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mary. If they don't get here before Mrs. Yancey and I are through, I think just eat out.
Good morning, Mary. Hello, Lamb. You look so pretty, all fresh shaved.
Morning, Lamb.
Morning.
Mr. Grant and Mr. Tell will be down in a few moments, Mary. We'll wait for them.
All right, Mrs. Yancey. I'll go put on the toast.
Kiss?
How can you act as though you had a good full night's sleep when you deserve ugly dark bags under your eyes?
I refuse to commit myself to ligature.
How to paddle you instead.
Aren't they delightful, darling?
They're not delightful. I never heard so much bombastic conversation in one evening in all my life.
Oh, you're just trying to be clever. Carlyle's Romeo was, superb. And he said my Juliet had it all over England.
Oh, Nellie, you never tried acting before in your life.
I have a natural talent, Carlyle said so.
This is ridiculous. A man tries to flatter his hostess and she swallows it hook, line, and sinker.
Why, Dick Yancey, I do believe you're trying to annoy me.
Okay, you win, so you're a terrific Juliet. When are we going to have breakfast?
Well, they'll be down in a minute. Didn't you think Herbie's play was, interesting?
I couldn't make heads or tails out of it.
Honey, you know, I think you laughed in the wrong places. He looked a little annoyed at you.
I was just trying to be friendly. I thought he was kidding.
Hush, here they come. Now, pretend we're talking about something else.
I have a suspicion Aunt Harriet murdered Uncle Fred. Indigestion. Not even she could make fatal biscuits.
Dick, what a thing to say about Aunt Harriet, even in fun.
And if she did it in fun, that's all the more despicable. Though I suppose Uncle Fred's habit of pinching her under the table when there were guests was pretty annoying.
Oh, good morrow. Good morrow, my dear friend.
Never say a word before breakfast. I hope it's ready.
Good morning, Carlisle. Herbie.
Good morning. Mary, will you serve breakfast, please?
Yes, Mr. Yancey. Be right in.
You sit there, Herbie, and you here, Carlisle.
Thank you.
I hope you slept well.
I never sleep well.
Oh, Mary, this is Mr. Grant, and this is Mr. Tell.
Oh, as fair a kitchen wench as I have e'er beheld. And carrying beautiful, beautiful food.
Kitchen wench, serve Mr. Grant first, will you? He can't talk till he's had something to eat.
Hmm? Me, sir? All right.
You know, the Marquesa is dying to organize a little theater, Carlisle. She thought it'd be wonderful if you directed and acted in Herbie's play.
Why, I'm touched. Definitely touched.
You said it, brother.
I can't abide little theater.
Why, Herbie, how can you say that? It's the birthplace of artists.
How inconvenient.
Dilettantism, that's all it is. A bunch of empty-headed women with nothing else to do, trying to play at realism. Don't you agree, Mr. Yancey?
What do you think, Mr. Tell?
There are advantages. Definite advantages. It brings one's talents to the attention of influential people.
That's exactly what I think.
Negative advantage, purely negative.
I expect you think we're pretty superficial the way we attack art.
Oh, Nellie.
Dick, what on earth is the matter with you?
Nothing. I was just picturing you attacking art.
I don't think that's funny at all.
I apologize.
Okay.
You can't help being a little superficial, my dear. You see, you're the kind of a girl, and I mean, the kind of a life you lead.
Hey, now, what's the matter with the kind of life we lead?
Well, it's soft, avoiding realities. Look at your hands, Nellie.
Your lovely hands.
Oh, brother.
I broke that nail yesterday. Maddening, isn't it?
Simply maddening. Don't expect me to come near you till it grows out.
That's what I mean, exactly. You shudder at a broken nail. Your hands are symbolic, a symbol of your soft life, not a callus on them.
Ooh, gracious, I hope not.
You can't be an artist of any kind until you've truly lived and suffered.
I'm suffering.
Dick, don't be flippant.
Backs spent with toil, hearts crying out within beaten bodies, souls reaching vainly for the stars. Those are the ingredients of reality.
Life is real. Life is earnest.
Mr. Yancey, your kind has not the capacity for living.
That's me. Just a zombie.
To work every morning, home every night, was never a thought beyond the business of the day.
Except on payday. I get beautiful, inspirational thoughts on payday.
Carlisle, you're not saying a word.
Yes. I'm enjoying my breakfast, Nellie. Beautiful, beautiful food.
Yeah. Have you suffered too, Mr. Tell?
Suffered? I have struggled, Mr. Yancey. Many's the supperless night I've spent in a garret room. A shabby, cold garret room.
Well, you got to take what you can get these days.
I learned life, Mr. Yancey.
Yes, see what I mean?
Well, you shan't have to struggle here, either of you. We're going to see that the world discovers you and gives you the recognition you deserve.
More eggs, Mr. Grant?
Yes, thank you, Mary. Now, here is I'm so perturbed this morning. Here is an example, Mr. Yancey, a being with capacity for living through virtue of her toil.
Are you suffering, Mary?
Who, me?
Mary, please pour some more coffee for Mr. Tell.
Oh, coffee. The nectar of mortal man. Mary, lovely wench, you are an artist to your fingertips.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds real nice.
A superior person. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mary is definitely a superior person.
Oh, it's a pity you are not an actor.
No, wait.
But no, I've often thought I'd like to go on the stage.
Mary, now, you're a superior cook. As a matter of fact, I was just thinking, isn't it time you got a raise?
I saw a stage play once. See, Mr. Tell, do you think I should go to dramatic school?
A raise, Mary?
Are you trying to hold this woman in bondage, Mr. Yancey?
Well, no, I've got a bit of money saved up.
Ah, Mary, I will teach you myself.
Oh, Mr. Tell.
Oh, dear.
Oh, brother.
And the curtain comes down on Act One of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Artists Must Eat, starring Miss Barbara Luddy. But now, during our brief intermission, let's hear again from Van Desitel.
Maybe you didn't know it, but this happens to be National Family Week.
And in honor of the occasion, I should like to point out that families are very nice things indeed, and every home should have one. And it follows most logically that every family should have at least one jar of Skippy peanut butter handy at all times. Now, that isn't just wishful thinking on my part. It's a fact that Skippy is one peanut butter every member of your family can enjoy. You see, Skippy is a new, improved product that never picks a fight with your digestion. That's why grown-ups who never ate old-style peanut butter are confirmed Skippy fans. What's more, that Skippy flavor is a favorite with everyone from junior to grandpa, for Skippy tastes exactly like plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. None of the drawbacks of old-style peanut butter are present to mar the enjoyment of that wonderful flavor. Skippy stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful at the bottom of the jar, with never a trace of floating oil, stickiness, or dryness. We hope you'll treat your family to Skippy, the new American delicacy, soon.
The Skippy Hollywood Theater is presenting Miss Barbara Luddy as Nellie in Artists Must Eat.
Hello.
Hello, darling. How's my precious?
Are they gone?
Are who gone?
Those things.
Why, Dick, do you mean Herbie and Carlisle? Well, of course they're not. You know they're staying with us.
Now, you said they'd stay only till they got started.
Well, darling, you hardly expected them to have launched their careers yet. As a matter of fact, they haven't been out of the house yet.
What?
Carlisle arranged Mary's trip to New York.
Mary? What did you say?
Well, Carlisle thought she should have her preliminary training in New York. He'll finish her later.
Finish her? That finishes him now. I've never heard of such ridiculous nonsense. A perfectly good, sane cook.
Dick, she's not a slave. She has a perfect right to self-expression, too.
Oh, fine. Well, now you have a perfect right to look for a new cook. And you know what trouble you had finding her? When did she leave?
She left. She caught the 12 o'clock train.
What? I suppose you're going to do the housework and cook dinner.
Well, I don't see anything so odd about that. A wife fixing her husband's dinner?
Well, that's right. That's kind of nice, only... Nellie, we've always had a maid, and I don't remember you cooking anything very ambitious.
Oh, it'll be simple, but it'll be food. I'll see you later, darling. Bye.
Hey, now, wait. Hey. Nellie.
Hello, darling. My, you're early, aren't you?
Well... Nothing's burning.
Well, of course nothing's burning. Give me your hat and coat, dear. I'll put them away for you. Carlisle is helping Herbie work on a play, Dick. He interprets the lines as Herbie writes. Come on in. We can help, too.
Oh, now, look, Nell. Why don't you and I just go into the kitchen like an old married couple and finish getting dinner ready and leave art to the artists?
Well, there's nothing to do, dear. It's all fixed.
Well, why don't we eat? It'll get cold.
No, it won't. It's not that kind of a dinner.
Not that kind... Well, what kind is it?
Come on, honey, let's join the boys. We'll have dinner at 8.
8? I'll starve.
Now, Dick, if you're going to be bourgeois, we'll never be artists.
Who, us? Oh, no, look,
Nellie.
We're
going to learn to live, Dick. We're going to learn to live. Come on.
There.
Oh, is the scene finished?
Yes, it is.
Let's read it, Herbie.
All right. Here's your part, Nellie, and yours, Carlisle.
Thank you. Yeah. What'll I do?
You and I will be the audience. I'll watch your reactions to test the lines.
I'll try to react.
Uh-huh. Arthur and Lila meet unexpectedly on the balcony of a little hotel in Naples. It's a warm summer evening. There's a moon hanging low over the bay, and in the background, soft music wafts its way from the hotel dining room. I'll write the music later.
Oh, you write music, too.
You're stricken, Nellie. He's the last person you expected to see here. Now, go on.
Arthur!
Lila!
Hooray!
Dick!
What's the idea?
Well, you wanted me to react.
Natural reactions, Mr. Yancey. If you don't mind, we're trying to get some work accomplished.
No, I'm awfully sorry.
Well, I should think you would be.
Shall we go on?
You're right, Nellie.
Well, I'm all right. What are you doing here?
I'm on a holiday.
Good. So am I. I didn't expect to see you again.
Lila, I had to leave you. I had to see things in the right perspective.
I understand. Where did you go after?
I roamed the world.
Very big, the world.
But very cold, alone.
Even the tropics. I expect it was rather warm in the tropics.
What on earth are you laughing about?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Frankly, I'm a little surprised you feel that way. But why are you laughing?
That's satire I've heard in a long time.
Satire?
An old coward would roar with appreciation.
He does have a little feeling of private lives.
Really?
Even a little of the dialogue.
You're not suggesting plagiarism, are you?
Oh, Lord, no, man. It's magnificent, just the way it is.
You really think so?
I wouldn't change a word of it. After all, there's no such thing as complete originality.
No. No, there's not.
Humor is basic.
That's very perceptive of you.
And I've never heard anything more basic than your lines.
What am I laughing at?
Your hair is like a silver halo in the moonlight, Lila.
Oh, my dearest dear.
Oh, dear. Look, why don't we call it off for a while for dinner? Hmm?
You know, I am rather hungry.
The body must be fed as well as the soul, it's true.
Well, all right. But we were getting along so well, we were in the mood.
Never mind, you'll be more in the mood with some grub tucked away.
All I need is a crust to sustain me.
Herbie, I know you'll approve of our supper. I'll be back in just a minute.
They're back? Well, probably going to eat in here.
It's bohemian by the fireplace, isn't it?
Yeah. Especially when there's no fire in it. Certainly hope we aren't having cold cuts. I'll wager Nell raided the delicatessen.
Well, I eat to live, only.
You certainly lived at breakfast time. I wonder if I ought to set up a table.
Pete, dear, will you set this tray down the buffet? We'll use the buffet.
What on earth have you got there?
Bread and cheese and wine.
For atmosphere?
For dinner. For dinner. Come on, fellas, we'll all help ourselves.
Well, where's the rest?
That's all.
That's all?
Oh.
That's all?
Well, yes, we're being frugal, aren't we? Aren't we trying to suffer, Herbie?
Well, yes. I guess that's the idea.
You all don't look very pleased. I'm afraid I didn't do the right thing.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, well, fine. Dick, will you pour the wine, dear? I'll light some candles. Why did you drag me upstairs, Dick?
Woman, I'm hungry.
Yeah, well, it seemed like a good idea.
I'll bet they didn't like it any more than we did.
But, Dick, they've been saying...
Oh, come on, Nellie. You know as well as I do. They're a couple of fakes.
Dick, I ought to be spanked.
I'll consider that later. Meanwhile, we've got to get rid of those characters.
But how?
I wish I knew. Say...
An idea?
Did you say the Marquesa was unhappy because you snagged her discoveries?
Yes, she was.
Well, quick, get her on the phone.
But I can't just tell her to take them off my hands.
Never mind. Now, just get her and ask her over.
No.
And make some excuse to get her to hurry.
Oh, I feel wonderful, wonderful. Herbie, you were right. Frugal living is the thing.
Yes, isn't it?
Forgive us for being so long.
Oh, not at all, not at all. We got along famously with the wine.
Yes, so you did.
I have a surprise for you boys.
Surprise?
Yes. Guess who's coming to help us with the play?
Help us with the play?
Yes. The Marquesa.
Oh, the Marquesa?
Mm-hmm. She should be here immediately. She just lives around the corner.
Why, I...
Oh, I guess that's she.
Oh, it's you. I'll get it. The door, I mean.
Oh, the dear Marquesa. She was so disappointed when you boys decided to stay here instead of at her place.
Well, it's a pity to disappoint the Marquesa.
Dear handsome boy. He's so seldom gets to see Nellie's husband.
No, she's holding an exhibition next month.
You funny boy.
Shall we join the artist?
Nellie, darling. And Herbie. And Carla.
Hello.
Job, Marquesa.
I must tell a joke on you, Nellie.
Oh, yes, you mentioned it over the phone. Do sit down.
Oh, thank you.
May I offer you some wine?
Oh, dear, no, thank you. But I just finished the hugest, most delicious dinner.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Italian salad, French onion soup, the most tender rare roast beef I've ever eaten.
Rare roast beef?
Mm-hmm. Whipped baked potatoes, an asparagus in sauce, and old-fashioned strawberry shortcake. And you know, Nellie, no one can make strawberry shortcake like your Mary.
Mary?
Yes, that's the joke. You know how I've envied you your cook, Nellie.
Oh, yes, but she left for New York this afternoon.
Oh, no, she didn't. I happened to be down at the station, meeting someone. And there came Mary, looking as forlorn as anyone I've ever seen.
Forlorn?
Yes. And she said she was leaving to study dramatics.
That's right. I suggested it.
Well, she said she had stage fright and didn't want to go.
And you didn't encourage her?
Naturally not. I told her how lonely New York was. I told her if she really wanted to study, she could come back, work for me, and I'd see that she got the proper dramatic schooling.
She thought that was a good idea, huh?
She leapt on it. I never saw anyone happier to get back into a kitchen. My, what a magnificent cook.
Yes, magnificent.
But now I shall have to find someone to coach her, so she'll be satisfied to stay.
I could help her.
It's too bad that you're not staying at my house. I'm sure she'd be content.
I could help her there. I mean...
Nellie, we can't be selfish about this.
No, I suppose not.
We won't stand in the way of the creation of an artist.
Carlisle, if you feel you'd like to give Mary her chance, you just feel free to go.
Oh, but I don't want you to feel I'm running out on you.
Oh, not at all, not at all.
But you're helping me, Carlisle.
Why don't you come to Herbie? Oh, Nellie, forgive me. Here I am trying to take your guests away as well as your cook.
Well, I can be a good loser too, Marchesa. And after all, you can let me come to visit the boy.
Of course, yes, and we'll come and visit you too.
Is there any strawberry shortcake left?
Well, yes, and roast beef. Do you want to come tonight?
Tonight? What's the matter with right now?
Dick, you're wonderful. How'd you know it would work?
I'm a nature student. I just thought I'd get her over here and let nature take its course.
Oh, darling, it'll never happen again.
It better not. I'm just taking a rain check on this banking.
Darling.
Hmm?
I'll even wire her not to come.
Wire who not to come?
Sis, she's leaving her husband, and I just couldn't let her and the children stay out in the street, could I? So, Dick, what are you doing?
You're going to get that spanking now.
Dick, stop. I'll be good. Oh, dear.
And the curtain falls on the second act of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Artists Must Eat, starring Miss Barbara Luddy, who will return in just a moment.
Did you ever stop to think how much freshness contributes to the enjoyment of so many of your favorite foods? Take Skippy peanut butter, for example. Skippy has the true flavor of plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. That flavor would mean but little, however, if Skippy was not fresh. But Skippy is fresh, and it stays fresh, sweet, and easily spread to the last spoonful at the bottom of the jar. Floating oils, stickiness, and dryness are completely absent from Skippy. Both creamy style Skippy, blue label, and chunk style, red label, are triple milled to a buttery smoothness. Crunchy little nuggets of peanuts are an added feature of Skippy chunk style. With either style, if you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. Now here again is our director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Miss Barbara Luddy. Well, Barbara, I think you more than justified all the claims I made for you at the start of the show.
Well, that's good enough for me, Les, and it makes me very happy.
Now for some facts about Miss Barbara Luddy, private citizen as well as radio star. Perhaps first we should say Miss Barbara Luddy, otherwise known as Mrs. Ned Lefevre.
Well, frankly, Les, of the two names, I really prefer Lefevre.
I'd like to point out right here that the young man bearing the name of Ned Lefevre was also Barbara's play-acting husband in our show.
And might I add right here, Les, that I'm very happy to be the leading man both on and off the stage.
Well, as the leading lady of the First Nighter program, Barbara has had, as leading man, such fine people as Don Ameche, Les Tremaine, and others, and her very evident happiness is proof indeed of her good judgment in selecting her real-life hubby.
Just a minute, you two. Let me get a word in here. Les, the one thing I am sure of is that living in California, being Mrs. Ned Lefevre in private life and Barbara Luddy in professional life, is making me just about the happiest person I know. So what more can one ask?
Nothing, I would say, Barbara, nothing at all. And believe me, that contentment contributes a great deal toward your fine work, which you demonstrated so superbly in our show. I want to give you a special vote of thanks, Ned, for playing opposite Barbara, and my own personal Oscar to Barbara for fine acting. Please come back again soon.
Thanks very much, Les. It's always a pleasure.
I'll be looking forward to our next show. Thank you for everything, Les. Now we'll say goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Ned Lefevre.
Miss Barbara Luddy was supported by an all-star cast. Ned Lefevre as Dick, Colleen Collins as Mary and the Marquesa, Wilms Herbert as Carlisle, Dawes Butler as Herbie.
Artist Must Eat was written by Elaine McPherson, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
Thank you for being our guest, and we hope you'll be with us again next week.
Musical score was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Be sure to listen each week and hear such stars as Bill Lundigan, Bill Goodwin, Kathy and Elliot Lewis, Ellen Mack, Thomas Mitchell, and many other great actors and great stories selected especially for them. Dan Desitel speaking for the Skippy Hollywood Theater. This program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time.